Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug. I just walk with love. Haters just wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth. It's sweeping under rugs. So deal with it yourself. Don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic. This is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it. Orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace. Reveal it.
Reveal it. This world is yours, it's yours, it's yours. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one. This world is yours, it's yours, it's yours. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
Yo. I'm back up on my grizzly. Used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large. We live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star. They say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See, right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce to show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice to show us how to take it.
Take it.
This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Saturday. Saturday, Sabbath day, July the 14th. Saturday, July the 14th of 2018. And the time of noon, Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a very important topic for you today. We want to break down the 12 attributes of God that are contained inside of the human genome or inside of the body. Also want to talk about the sale that we got going on. We got a 2-day sale on my life management system, the advanced. We got 3 levels, really 4. The primary system is 5,000. We have a lower system that's 10, and then we have the granddaddy that's 20. So we want to break down this system that allows you to express, expose, and expand your God-given giftedness. And at the same time, we also want to be able to assist you with taking advantage of this sale, so that way you can be a part of the life management system at a reduced cost. But we really want to focus about on the benefits of the system. That is the ability to understand these 12 attributes that match up with the 12 cranial nerves. So if you had an opportunity to tune into my Facebook Live event that I did yesterday, and we was talking about that a little bit. And the reason why this is so important, because this is the next level of the basic system. So this goes a lot deeper into under over and understanding how you are hardwired by God or by the universe to be able to express, expose, and expand your God-given giftedness in a way that allows you to benefit not only yourself but other people. Now, for the most part, very few people understand power of the attributes or the characteristics of God that's contained inside the body, because the inability to understand how the body or the Bible is a personification of the body. Now, without understanding that, brothers and sisters, it's extremely, extremely difficult for people to see the benefits of the system and of that program. And so the reason why this is so important is that most people really fail to understand the power of how the biological expression of the body is contained inside of the Bible. And so since this is so rarely expressed, most people cannot wrap their brain around it. So today we want to talk about that, but we want to talk about it, and that's going to be some, you know, background noise. You guys know I'm driving and multitasking like I always do. But what I want you to really understand is that everybody has these 12 attributes or these 12 characteristics that's contained inside of everybody. Everybody's Bible, and it's contained inside of everybody. But we don't understand that because it's not really taught. And the reason that it's not taught is because people can't understand it. And the reason that people can't understand it is because it's not taught. And so we go back and forth with this inability to understand and the inability to really teach. Because how can you teach what you don't understand? Well, you really can't. So my job is to help people understand. And the way by which I do that is using biology to explain how the Bible affects your biology. And the reason why this is so important is because everybody's biology is controlled by their Bible. But the problem is that most people's Bibles don't really express the true meaning of their biology. And the reason why? Because we can't make the connection. And the reason why we can't make the connection is that we haven't been taught. Today we want to talk about how I get those 12 attributes. And those 12 attributes are taken out of the Bible. Now, how is that done? Very simply, by the ability to express, expose, and expand how everybody's life path number, expression number, outer personality number, and all of these other numbers that I get from my life management system affects everybody's personality. And when we talk about that, we're simply talking about this ability to understand the most important things in life. And what is that? The most important thing in life, brothers and sisters, is to understand that you have been given. And what have you been given? You have been given something that is very, very important. The reason why that is so important is because you have something that nobody else has. What do you have that nobody else has? You have been given this treasure. And what is this treasure? Christ in you, the hope of glory. But how do we use that? Every day, all day, all I talk about is the benefits of using the Christ within you, which is your hope of glory. The problem is that most people don't understand how that works. So it's one thing to talk about these, like I talked about when I was at the Idaho conference, which is still going on, by the way. But, you know, I dropped my nuggets and I'm on the way. But the problem is that most people really don't understand how to express, expose, and expand that God-given gift in you. Now, that's not their fault. They're like, it's not your fault. But the problem is, how long are you going to continue down the road of ignorance? We have been given this treasure, and this treasure is hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? Christ in you, the hope of glory. So the problem with the current members, not problem, but what I want to share with the current members of the life management system is what I discovered and what I already know, but what I shared yesterday here in Boise, Idaho, with the clients that had never heard of me. And what they saw and what they heard, which was just a brief introduction, but that brief introduction was enough to get people to see the value in the system, which is the 12 cranial nerves are controlled. And they control all of your five senses. Now, let me make sure you understand what that means. So we all have these senses that we call biology, which is the biological expression of the body based upon words. But the problem is we don't have those words. Now, everybody that's part of the life management system, I have given you those words that's inside of your life optimization chart. But my question to you right now, if you are a current member of the life management system, how much have you studied and how much do you know about those 12 words that's in part of your life management system? Now, during the one-on-ones, everything that you talk about or every question that you have should be addressing those 12 words. We talk a lot during the one-on-ones about non-issues. What is a non-issue? A non-issue is anything that is not a IMR. What is an IMR? An IMR is immediate measurable results. So the reason that you're not getting immediate measurable results is we are talking about the wrong things. We're not talking about the 12 words that control the 12 cranial nerves inside of your brain. And so that inability to express, expose, and expand those 12 words limit your ability to control. All right, there we go. That was me. That was, I don't know why I did that. But anyway, let's continue. So those 12 words that make up your 12 cranial nerves that control everything that goes on inside of your body from this life optimization chart or this life optimization table. So the ability, the depth by which you understand that, the depth by which you have clarity, which is the depth of which you have certainty, which is your depth of understanding. So the deeper or the more that you're able to understand how those 12 words can control all parts and everything of your body, that controls, again, everything that you manifest. So your ability to manifest in life is based upon understanding the words, which are symbols of a deeper substance that we talked about. So letters are visible symbols that represents an invisible substance. So we've been talking about that before, so that's not anything new. But we really have to. You just have to understand that those are called trigger points. Now, these biological points that are inside of your brain, the first one is called the olfactor or olfactory. It's spelled O-L-F-A-C-T-O-R-Y. That controls the sense of smell inside of your body right now as we speak. There is a word that releases a chemical or that activates a neuron or a nerve or a signal that sends down to the base of your spine, and this signal goes throughout your entire body, and it activates the seven chakras that's inside of the body that controls, again, your spiritual energy center. These seven spiritual energy centers are inside of your spinal cord or your spinal column, which is the musical frequency. You exist because your music, again, is slowed down enough for me to see you. When you speed up your frequency, you become invisible, meaning you're living outside of your electromagnetic spectrum. So you're still there, but you're vibrating on such a high level that you become an apparition. You become a spirit. You become a ghost. You become a disembodied entity. Now, this is all done by you under over and understanding what I'm trying to express, expose, and expand to you today. So while you are in this body, you want to use the second cranial nerve, which is the optic, O-P-T-I-C. That controls, obviously, your optical or your sight. The third cranial nerve is called the oculomotor, which, again, is spelled O-C-U-L-O-M-O-T-O. There is a word that when your ear hears it, it moves your eyelids and your eyeballs and your pupils, and everything that has to do with your vision is controlled by that cranial nerve. So the 12 cranial nerves are nerves, again, that leave the brain via certain verbal functions or certain verbal cues. Now, these verbal cues are not audible. There's most of the sounds you can't hear. All of the sounds that control the body are not heard by your vocal cords. They are heard by your mental cords. The same voice that you hear when you read silently is the same voice that controls all of your manifestations. Your intention controls everything. Now, this is really deep for the members of the Life Management System. And if you're not a member of the Life Management System, you need to join today or tomorrow, because everything is 75% off, basically. Or if you are a current member and you want to go to a higher level from the $1,000 system, if you are in Club 167, you want to go to a higher level. What that simply means is that during the one-on-ones, I provide a deeper level of understanding and instruction for you, along with different books, also along with product development. So it's more spiritual therapeutics when we talk about the deeper levels, for lack of a better term. All systems eventually end up at the same place, which is for you to be wealthy, healthy, wise, and in a great relationship. The only difference is the tone in your voice that determines the speed of your choice. What does that mean? My basic system now is $5,000. Next up is the $10,000. Next up is the $20,000. What's the difference? We associate, because of our culture, it has nothing to do with reality. It has to do with the culture. The culture has established, based upon a collective consciousness or mass consciousness, no individual consciousness can override mass consciousness. So I really, where the consciousness or the universe doesn't care or doesn't respond to the fact that you do not believe in gravity. Until your individual belief overrides the collective consciousness of belief, meaning until your belief becomes so strong that it overrides 6 billion people, gravity will affect you. How could Jesus walk on water? Now, people talk about this, and it was interesting because it was mentioned by one of my clients here that I met in Boise, and he was talking about how one of the things that really he had a difficult time wrapping his brain around was the term Christian magician. And he said, good brother, brother the name of Alvin, and the brother flew all the way up here to Boise to meet me, and we got a chance to fellowship all day yesterday. Great brother, got a chance to meet him and his wife. Me and my wife and his wife got them to sit down and talk and really share. It was a very, very powerful day yesterday, not only the conference, but also just being able to meet somebody who just heard two or three shows, paid for the system in full, and then he flew to Boise, Idaho from his home, and I think he's from Seattle, Washington. We got a chance to talk, and one of the things that he said was very profound, which is that he wasn't going to join the system because I said that word. What word? Christian magician, until he looked it up. So when I said Jesus was a magician, like most people, that word magician turned him off. Like if I say witch, turn you off. If I say voodoo, turn you off. If I say there are certain phrases. Now, if I say reverend, that may turn you on. If I say doctor, that would turn you on. If I say bishop, that would turn you on. There are certain phrases. There are certain words that are trigger points, that are positive triggers to release positive chemicals. Then there are negative triggers that release negative chemicals. The problem is I denuded the negative triggers. That means I cut off the definitions that release adrenaline or fear in my body. That's the difference between me and 90% of the people on the planet. So if you call me the N-word, it doesn't release no chemicals in my body. If you say torch monkey, it doesn't release no chemicals in my body. If you call me a spirit chunker, it doesn't release no chemicals in my body. If you call me a worthless piece of trash, it doesn't release no chemicals in my body. Regardless of what term that is used, it doesn't release no chemicals in my body. So there are 12 words, express, expose, and expand, and I explain to everybody in my system, those are the trigger points inside of your body. That release certain chemicals that allow you to manifest your reality a lot faster. That is the biological understanding of the biblical narrative. The problem is you cannot say what I just said in church on Sunday because you will lose 99% of the people. The only difference between me and most people is the biological understanding of the biblical narrative. That's nothing, but that's my calling. That's my gift. The problem is I'm trying to get you to understand the basics of how words control worlds. Let me say that again in English. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Like, today's message, if you could understand it, and you can, otherwise you wouldn't be on the show, or you wouldn't be listening to this later on. Words control worlds, but it's not W-O-R-L-D-S, it's W-H-I-R-L. That's a chakra system in the body. That's controlled by a cranial nerve in the head. That is controlled by an unaudible tone in the brain. That's called self-talk. I know maybe one person that does that other than myself, meaning the words I don't say control the words I do say. That means I maintain a peaceful, quiet environment in my head because I control the environment outside of my head. If you could understand that technique, I pray without ceasing because the Bible tells me to do that. Most Christians don't understand how to do that. It doesn't require you to go into no building. You could be in a noisy environment. You could be at a rock concert. You could be, you know, like I'm driving through some beautiful country right now that's very scenic. That makes it a little easier because, again, I'm the outside environment is more conducive to produce the inside peace. But if it's not conducive, you must be able to produce that yourself. You don't need no techniques or no technology. Now, there's nothing wrong with technique and technology. You can use an amulet. You can use stones. You can use crystals. You can use smoke. You can use music. You can use mantras. All of those are tools. Those are techniques. Now, I don't need the tool. I am the tool. But if you need a tool, there's nothing wrong with it. But one day you'll get to the point where you don't need a tool because you may be without the tool. The enemy wants you to get dependent upon the tool. See, Samson wasn't dependent upon the jawbone of a donkey. After he slew those 1,000 Philistines, the Philistines, again, represent thoughts. The jawbone represents his mental disposition because the jawbone is connected to your mouth, which allows you to speak. The Bible says, you know, out of the mouth, the heart speaks. The jawbone represents the fact that Samson used his mental disposition to slew or to stop fiery darts. The Bible talks about the fiery darts. Those are thoughts. We do not wrestle against flesh and blood. That's not our enemy. And the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. Those weapons, if you could understand it, so let me say it again. Again, I do a show every day. And every day I say things that most people miss. If you remember the life management system, the system will not benefit you until you learn to use your words to control your worlds, your W-H-I-R-L-S. How? Those 12 cranial words control 12 cranial nerves that control the 7 chakra systems that are the 7 worlds that manifest your reality. Now, I could get a lot deeper, but for the sake of this discussion today, I want to speak slowly, and I want to speak clearly. And again, if the call drops, just, you know, call right back in, or hang on, I'll call right back. Unless, you know, it's past 45 minutes or so, and we'll wrap it up, and we'll continue tomorrow. But let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Those 12 cranial nerves represent and control your energy centers, which are physical points inside of your spinal column that are attached to all of your organs that allows you to vibrate and exist. Period. I can see you because you have thoughts that maintain your vibrational centers or your chakra centers inside of the body. Your intention sets or changes those worlds, W-O-R-L-D-S, and worlds, W-H-I-R-L-S. So there is something that is turning. Now, you can click on images, or click on go to Google or your favorite search engine, and you can type in 12 cranial nerves that match up with the 12 disciples, that match up with the 12 cell salts, that match up with the 12 months, that match up with the 12 zodiac signs, and the number 12 goes on and on. What does that mean? That simply means that you're controlled by 12 words. The only concern is that you have not mastered those 12 words. You use them sometimes. You're doing this, but you're doing it unconsciously. So every time you say something unconscious, every time you have a thought that says, man, I don't feel like going to work today, bam, that thought hits your cranial nerve, it reverses the spin on your chakra, and all day at work, you're going to have a bad day. Because when you said that word, it activates one of the, let's say, cranial nerve number 7, which is called the fascia, where we get the word facial. It's spelled F-A-C-I-A-L. That controls your facial expression. It controls your taste buds or your tears also. So cranial nerve number 7 is controlled by, on your Dear Kinnear report, the first word or the first number is made up of, let's say my first number is 3, 3, 6. So I have a 3, I have a 3, and I have a 6. So that's 1, 2, 3 numbers. The second number on mine is a 3. That's made up of the numbers 1, 2, 3. So number 4 for me is a 1. Number 5 for me is a 2. Number 6 for me is a 3. Then I have another 3. So the 7th number is reversed. It's the number 2, 1. So it's the number 2, which represents the number, the word peace. So my face is controlled by peace. When my peace, now you can ask my wife, we were just talking about this morning. When I am in an unpeaceful environment, look at my face. I look like I want to hurt somebody. Why? I'm freaking angry. Because my cranial nerves is activated because I'm in an environment that's not freaking peaceful. If you don't understand that, you can't override that. To the degree that you understand is the degree by which you match. So in order for me to have peace in my life, I need to control my facial expressions because it is unconscious. It is not done physically. It is a physical symbol that controls an invisible substance that is an attribute of an invisible God. If you are a member of the Life Management System, that is the only thing that you should be studying. You spending your time doing all this nonsense, not you, but people you know. You must master the basics of immediate measurable results that comes from mastery of your worlds. You must be the master of your domain. I mastered my biology by understanding my Bible. If you cannot understand the 12 cranial nerves, that's controlled by nonverbal words. If you say it, it's too late. I already got you, boo-boo. By the time you speak it, man, this is a G-rated show because I can't say the word that's in my brain. Let me simply say this. There are witches. There are warlocks. In Harry Potter, my kids were watching Harry Potter this morning. They was talking about people that have mud blood. Go back and listen. I don't know which one, Harry Potter 1, 2, whichever one it was. In all of the Harry Potter movies, they talk about mudblood. That's people like me. My blood is not royal. I'm not an old blood. My blood is mud to them. Because the frequency of the people with old blood is like in the movie Witch Hunter with Vin Diesel, is mystical or magical. That's what Jesus understood. Jesus controlled blood with his brain. Now you can go buy you a damn crystal, or you can get you some salt and throw it over your left shoulder, or you can draw some pentagrams and you can draw the Baphomet. You can go out and find some little kids, kidnap them, and you can do all the stuff that the Pizzagate and them fools up in Hollywood and them the people in Congress do to summon up some non-benevolent entity that's going to grant you success, but it's going to cost you your soul. Your soul is your mind, your brain. I guarantee you, don't believe me, do it. I got clients, they can't think right. Why? Their brain is whack. Why? They signed a freaking contract with a non-benevolent entity by doing blankety-blank. So you go out there and engage in anal sex if you want to, and it's going to reverse your chakra spin. I have this in the 7 Seals of Satan, the the seven seals of Satan reverses the seven chakras of man. Don't believe me? Try the seven seals. Please prove me wrong. I got 10 grand if you can, boo-boo. Let somebody anal penetrate you and see what happens to your brain. Again, don't believe me. Try it. Just try it out. Please don't believe me. I got the book Seven Seals of Satan. Do those seven S's that's in my book, The Seven Seals of Satan, and watch how your mind, your will, your emotion, your imagination, and your intellect change. Please don't believe me. Please just do the seven seals. Try it out. I got clients already that already did it. You want to talk to them? You know, hey, you can talk to them. They don't sleep good at night. They suffer from deep depression. They suicidal every week. They see shizness at night. They can't do what they used to do. Their memory is not as sharp as it used to be. Their relationship with God is not what it used to be, because the big G has been manipulated because the chakras have been reversed. Now, please don't believe me. Please prove me wrong. Please look this up for yourself. Please, no, that's what I did. I went to the dark side. I didn't read about it. I didn't believe it either. I went to seances. I went to blood orgies. I read the Egyptian Book of the Dead. I read all of this stuff. With an increase of knowledge comes an increase of sorrow. Please don't believe me, though. Pimp the game yourself. I mean, that's the best way to learn. You know, you can learn stuff out of books. Book knowledge is great. But, brothers and sisters, there's something about experience. Experience trumps book knowledge every day, all day. I'm sitting here talking. Don't get up and implement what I just said if you don't believe me, positively or negatively. If you don't believe me, get up and get your Dear Kinnear report. Go to your life optimization chart. Look at those 12 words that make up the four letters that's contained inside of your chart. Write those 12 words down. Say them to yourself morning, noon, and night. Watch how fast you become wealthy, healthy, wise, and in a toe-curling relationship with yourself, with your God, and with others. Please don't believe me. Just try it. That's all I'm asking you to do. Please prove me wrong. Please. This, every day I wake up, this is what I do. I wake up every day to try to find faults in my system. This is what I do. Every day I wake up and I try to prove myself wrong. I don't study other people's shizness. I'm not studying Mormonism to try to see if there's holes in Joseph Smith's freaking theory. I can care less about Joseph Smith. I don't wake up and try to prove whether or not John Calvin's five points of tulip is correct. I don't wake up and try to, you know, research, you know, freaking Wicca. I wake up every morning and I try to prove myself wrong. I wake up every day and I ask myself, maybe my life management system is whack. Maybe, just maybe, I've been deceived. Maybe I still got a counterfeit conversion. And I wake up every morning and I say, Father, I believe, help my unbelief. And I wake up every day and I research and I look for stuff and I'm asking God, please prove me wrong. Please prove the 400-page book that I got that it reveals Christ eternal within the body. Please show me something else that is better than laminate, that's in the shape of the cross, that holds all of the blood cells and holds the entire body together. Please show me that telomeres that every freaking scientist on earth is studying right now, that the 1% is all of the Rockefellers and all of the Kennedys and all of the 1%, they're studying telomeres. I've been talking about this shizness for freaking 20 years. Please tell me I'm wrong. Please show me the reason that people die has nothing to do with telomeres. Please. That's what I'm asking God. And guess what I get back? Now, remember, for 20 years, I've been rejecting what God's been telling me. For 20 years. Everything I'm telling you, I've been knowing it, but I just like you, I rejected it. Just like you, I didn't implement it. Just like you, I was too busy watching Love and Hip Hop or whatever. Just like you, I was too busy doing other things. I didn't see no worth and no value in my system. Just like you, I discounted the power of the Word of God. Just like you, I discounted the simplicity of the gospel. I said it cannot be that simple. What is the gospel? If you could do this, love the Lord your God. Who is the Lord your God? It said love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, without your mind. Just the second is like the first, love your neighbor as yourself. What does that mean? That means that your mind, will, emotion, imagination, and intellect must love God. God is the grantor of destinies. That means that your mind, will, emotion, imagination, and intellect must love you, which is your destiny. You must fall in love with your purpose, which I gave you inside your Dear Kinnear report. And you should be saying, well, Brother Will, all you gave me was a 600, 700-page book. It didn't tell me my destiny. It didn't tell me my niche. Your destiny and your niche are those 12 numbers that's on your chart. You need to fall in love with that. If you fall in love with that, your gut will send a message to your heart. Your heart will amplify that message to your head. Your head will write up a plan to fulfill, and you become like Solomon. You'll become the wealthiest man on the planet. You'll become the healthiest man or woman on the planet. You'll become the wisest man or woman on the planet. And they say Solomon had 300 wives and 800 concubines. That means he had a lot of relationships with a lot of people. You'll be just like Solomon. I ain't saying you're going to have no bunch of wives and stuff. I just said you're going to be able to relate to a lot of people. I just left the conference in Boise. And me, my wife, and my clients, we were the only black folks there. And we smiled and greeted everybody. Now, a lot of people didn't smile and greet us, but we smiled and greeted everybody. We had a great time. At least I did. There was nobody I met that I didn't like. Now, I picked up vibes and stuff, but that's anywhere I go. So I pick that up when I go home. When I go to Walmart, people look at me crazy. And then other people don't. That's just the nature of the beast. But what's the point? That doesn't affect my vibration. Right now, this message is the key to your financial, your spiritual, your health, your wealth, and your wisdom. What is that key? What is the key, brother? The key is that the four numbers I gave you, your life path number, your expression number, your soul urge number, and your outer personality number, those four numbers are symbols. Bump those numbers. F those numbers. What are the characteristic and the attribute behind the number? Can we please talk about that? Can we please, at some point, I know you're busy. I know you got a lot going on, boo-boo. I understand. But when you're done, when you're finished, can we please get about the business of being you? When you get tired of being somebody else, can you please be you? I want to talk to you. I'm not interested in your alter ego. Now, I like talking to your alter ego. I like talking to, you know, the fleshly side of you. I like to talk about, you know, your hair, your makeup, you know, your matching outfit, you know, what you did with Jim Bob. And, you know, I like talking about your job and your chin and your shearings. I like talking about that. I like talking about, you know, the I just came from a meeting, you know, up in Boise. You know, I like talking about the last conference you've been to. I like talking about that. I like talking about that book you wrote 20 years ago. I like talking about all that stuff, too. I like talking about your husband, you know, what you're cooking for dinner. You know, that's good business. I mean, don't get me wrong. But when we finish, can we start at some point? You've been a member of the Life Management System for how long? And we ain't never talked about you yet. Can we talk about you? I want to talk about you. I want to talk about the 12 attributes that control the 7 chakras that create your environment. Can we talk about that? Nothing else is more important than what's controlling your chakras that is creating your reality. When your chakras stop spinning, you disappear. That's called D-Y-E. When your chakras start spinning, that's called D-I-E. I do not want a DYE. In fact, I ain't. This is the last time I'm going to be on this dimension. I am not doing my Tymcosis anymore. I did the series, 7-hour series on my Tymcosis, which is the word Metempysichosis, which is my, the ME should be MY. Kemp is temporary. Kosis is psychosis. My temporary psychosis. That means my temporary insanity. We keep coming back to this place. That's insanity. You know, doing the same shit over and over again, which is what I've been doing, which is what you've been doing, that Groundhog's Day that you're in. Like I tell you, go back to your Facebook post, look at your post from the last 10 years, what you're going to find, I guarantee you, this, what you post today, you post last year on the same day. Just you use different. Don't believe me? Go to your Facebook history and look it up. Go back 5 years on your Facebook history. See what you've been doing on Facebook. Look at your posts. Look at your pictures. They are almost identical. You in Groundhog's Day, boo-boo. It's time to wake up. It's time to wake up. How do we wake up? We activate. We take control. We consciously create instead of unconsciously destroy. No more D-Y-E. It's time to D-I-E. It's time to graduate, boo-boo. It's time to graduate to the next dimension, to the next level, the invisible realm. Because the invisible realm controls the visible realm. What you got right now, you visible. I can see you. That means you ain't graduated. The invisible realm is the real realm. The visible realm is the fake realm. Now, I know, that's probably contrary to your theology. I understand. But you've been lied to, boo-boo. You've been lied to. The visible realm, let's go to the electromagnetic spectrum. The conference that I talked to, that was a guy that has this thing I heard speak called Portals of Extension or Portals of something like that. And he has a lot more archaeological and historical texts, because that's his niche, that proves everything I've been saying for the last 20 years. That I rejected first for the last 10 years before I finally started simulating, because it goes against my Christian tradition. That's why I rejected it. That's why you're going to reject it. It's okay, boo-boo, we all do. But you're just going to keep hitting Groundhog's Day. You're going to keep coming back with your temporary psychosis until you accept reality. The Egyptians came here and established this fake reality. But the Egyptians were the green ones. They came here and they hijacked God's system. And they used vibration to keep you trapped inside of a hexagon, inside of a hexagram, inside of a hexachord. That's why your spinal cord is controlled by frequency, waves, and vibration. So if you get the word of God, you can get out of the prison of men. But we got the wrong words. So the 12 words are the 12 notes, or the 12 disciples that control the seven nodes or notes. There are seven notes on the musical scale. You are being played, but you've been played by the wrong entity. You're playing, but you're playing the wrong tone or the wrong tune. Everything in ancient text is about vibration and about sound. There was a guy at the conference, he went through all of the ancient texts, and you know what? John 1:1, which is the word, 1:1, he talked about. John 1:1 is in every ancient text all over the world. John 1:1 was written just in a different way in all of the cuneiform texts that, again, was 6,000 years before the Bible was ever written. So how is, in the beginning was the word or sound, and the word or sound was with God, and the word or sound was God. Now, I've been saying that for 20 years. And so at the conference, there's this guy up there with some archaeological evidence and some ancient text evidence. Now, for the people that need that evidence, I've been saying it for 20 years. Now, I got somebody else that's saying the same thing that I've been saying. And they got older books than the one that I've been using. So for the people that need that older evidence, it's out there, boo-boo. There's a lot of older evidence that proves everything that I've been saying. Now, I don't need it. I got enough evidence. But there are other people who need more science. You need more architects. You know, you need more understanding of Egyptology. You need more understanding of the Mayan and the Incan culture. You need more understanding of pyramid or pyramid power. Why the Egyptians used harmonics to usurp God's vibrational system on this earth so they can control your chakra systems. The green ones, they're known in the ancient text as Dehuti. Some people call them the Dracos, the dragon. That's why Kanye was talking about the dragon blood, the dragon line. That's why I said in Harry Potter, they was talking about mud blood. That means that you don't have dragon blood. That means you don't have royal blood. All of this is inside of every movie. It always talks about mud. They might not Harry Potter is the only movie that uses the term mud blood. But every movie is talking about blood. Like I talk about, your blood type is your God type. Do you got mud blood? Or do you got dragon blood? Are you positive or are you negative? You might want to understand that, boo-boo. That's why I got 5 books on blood alchemy, the Blood God series, Blood Speaks, Blood Type, God Type. I got a plethora worth of information that breaks all of this down for you. And you've been inside the life management system how long? And you all listen to it? See, brothers and sisters, you don't have a knowledge bottom. You got too much knowledge. You got too much information. So we need to simplify it. So that way you can understand that there is one word, and that is omnibenevolent. That's the life management system. So the tree cell is for you to either go to a higher system if you're currently in the life management system. If you're at the 5K, you need to go to the 10K. Get the 10K, you need to go to the 20K. If you're not a member of the life management system, you need to join the basic 5K system that's on sale for the next 2 days for 1K. If you're in the 5K, you need to go to the 10K system. If you're in the 10K system, you need to go to the 20K system. Why, Brother Will? Because whatever degree that the pendulum swings to the left, it also swings to the right. What does that mean? The people that's in the 20K system, I don't talk to them the way the people that's in the 1K system. Now, the people that's in the 20K system who just joined the 20K system with the July the 4th sale. So those people can tell the vibrational difference. So I have one client, I know Brother Travis wouldn't mind me using him as an example. So Brother Travis is a client who, went to the advanced system. Now, Brother Travis, if I brought him on the line, he would probably tell you that I don't coddle, if you want to use that word, baby or talking circles with the people that's in the 20K system. Now, Brother Travis started off in the basic system, and now he's at the advanced system. So when Brother Travis has a bad day, I tell him, you're not allowed to have bad days. Now, somebody in the 1K system, if they have a bad day, I go through and I ask them the 7 whys. Why are you having a bad day? We talk. We sing Kumbaya. We hold hands. I send them some material. Totally different. The people in the 20K system, no. We don't play. At that high level, we dealing with demons and devils. We ain't dealing with no freaking ghosts and imps. At the 20K level, that's a real deal Holyfield. Why? 20K. We ain't talking about no $1,000. We're talking about $20,000. Now, I used to get back to the $20,000 system when I had it on sale for $2,000. He's a smart man. That's why I used to get back to the system. Brother Travis told me, like, I'm on it. my brand new client that I just was an idiot. Now, dude was, he told me the testimony. He was on a plane. He heard that 4th of July sale, bam, immediately. He never talked to me. He only heard one or two YouTube videos. He knew nothing about me. He said his spirit told him to do it. Then he flew all the way to Boise, and we sit down there and talk. 30 days from now, you're going to be hearing about that dude, him and his wife. Powerful couple. Why? I'm not fooling him. I'm not playing. So you don't talk in circles. I did his life optimization chart live. It's on Facebook Live. You can go watch it right now. I called him up. You can see him. His name is Alvin. Brand new client. Never heard none of my shows. I didn't talk to him. I didn't have to talk him into the system. He saw the worth and value of the system. I'm not babysitting anymore. I don't have time to talk to you and let you. If you can't see it, that means you're just not at the level. You're not ready to take advantage of it. That's okay. Everybody starts somewhere. Do you think I started at this place? No. It took me 50 years to get here. And you've been knowing me for how long? A year? People say sometimes, well, Brother Will, the way you say things kind of make me feel bad. Man, nobody, me, your reverend, your doctor, your bishop, President Trump, Obama, the devil, God, because God is not in the business. God is omnibenevolent. God always makes you feel good. Nobody, the Bible says God has not given us a spirit of fear. There's a lot of fear mongers out there. They're the same as hate mongers. Fear and hate is the same thing. And the problem is people don't understand the vibrational frequency of that number. They both, fear and hate, vibrate on the same level. The words have the same effect on your chakras. That's why I don't do fear, because I don't do hate. I don't even much respond to it. There was a lot of things I could say negatively about what happened here in Boise. Certain things that was supposed to have been provided for me was not. You will not hear me say anything negative about what happened in Boise. Why? I don't vibrate on a negative level. Because I know all things work together for my good. That means the negative happened for me to benefit me. If you can see the world like that, all things work together for my good. When I lose, I win. When I D-I-E, I win. Y'all don't understand. When I D-Y-E, I lose. That's why I'm not going to D-Y-E. I'm a D-I-E. Like Jesus, like Moses, like everybody else. I'm a transfigure on about a chunk. It's just your perspective, boo-boo. Change your perspective. You change the game. Who gave you the definition of your words? Who told you up was up and down was down? Who told you left was left and right was right? So right was right? Who told you that time resists? So let me get this right. So while driving, we change time zones. Who came up with that? Have you ever heard of the IW calendar? Now, who came up with the Gregorian calendar? Right now, we've got the Gregorian calendar. So who came up with that? Is that a biblical system? No. So why we use it? Losing far. That's why we use it. So time. You mean to tell me that I'm driving, I change from central time to mountain time? What is that? Shouldn't it be the same time all over the globe? Why do you got different time zones? Who came up with the construct of time? Time is a construct. It's a matrix to help you identify with this false reality. What happens if there was no such thing as time? Think about that for a moment. What happened if there was no such thing as watches and time? You would have to use the stars and the seasons. Exactly like it says in Genesis chapter 2. The stars and the planets was given for you for signs and for seasons. Not numbers. Not no damn calendar. Not no freaking clock. I can't find those. I can't find clock nor calendar in the Bible. Nowhere. I find stars. I find planets. Do you know that planets are musical instruments? Do you know that planet, that YouTube video, each planet has and creates a sound? They tell you planets are solid. They tell you you're solid. Atoms are not solid. You know atoms is made up of space? Atoms are just empty space. But your vibration has been slowed down so that way you become visible, me and you both. What happens if I speed up my vibration, which means I expand my consciousness? That means I align with God. We become like God. I mean, we should be like God because we're made in his image and his likeness. And the Bible says that we are sons of God. The Bible says that we are joint heirs. We are royal priests. Now, God is spirit. How come you're not? So God is spirit. How come you're not spirit? God don't, flesh and bones, according to the Bible, which is a personification of biology, flesh and bones cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So why do you need flesh and bones? Newsflash, you don't, boo-boo. Flesh and blood is not your friend. I hate to be the bearer of good news. The Bible is good news. It's the ghost spell. It's the G-host spell. Look at the word ghost. So God wants the host. Host means to entertain. That means to hang out. That means to dwell. But you got 12 other words instead of the 12 God words. The 12 words, the 12 attributes and characteristics of God, that makes you God. Little God. What does that mean? That means exactly what Jesus said. I'm not making this up. Jesus said, when you see me, you've seen the Father. That means Jesus, he removed the words that was given to him by the Reverend Dr. Bishop, and he replaced them with the words that was given to him by God. I recommend you do the same thing. What does that mean in English? That means that you vibrate like the God kind, like the God class. What does that mean? That means that God said he wished above all things that you prosper and be in health. So if you're not prospering and you're not being in health, guess what? You're not using the word of God. Now, the Bible says that the word of God is alive, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, polarity. That means God don't use polarity. Why you use it? So they gave you the option, and everybody gives you options. You better not go with option B. Your damn sure better not choose option A or B. You should go with option C. How come they don't present option C? Option C is not on the table. They tell you you can... You are male or female. They tell you that you can be happy or sad. They tell you that you can be fat or skinny. They tell you that you can be rich or poor. You can be black or white. We live in a world of yin and yang. Why? They want to create division. Whoever they are, I recommend you do what Yahushua did. Yahushua said it. I didn't come to give you knowledge. I came that you may have life and life more abundantly. So if you don't have life and life more abundantly, you don't have the word of God. Now, I know you got a symbol of the word of God called the Bible, but you don't have the substance of the word of God called life. I'm interested in substance, boo-boo. I'm not interested in symbols. Now, I used to collect symbols. I was a pretty good collector. I had a lot of symbols. However, I traded them in for substance. I recommend you trade your symbols in for substance. How? Get those 12 nerves that control your 7 chakras. That is the 7 represents completion. That allows you to vibrate and activate and open your 3rd eye or your pineal gland or your crown chakra, which is controlled by the 4 numbers that are made up of 12 numbers that you trade the numbers in for the attribute. Don't talk to me about numbers. Numbers are symbols. They don't punch. Talk to me about substance. That is the attributes and characteristics of God. You got 12 attributes that were given to you by God. What are they? You should be able to tell me your 12 attributes. I can tell you mine. Can you tell me yours? If not, today, you should take out your Dear Canary report. You should go to your life optimization chart, and you should memorize those 12 numbers. Now, a lot of them are the same. But you should know those. And you should know what they mean. So number 1, leadership, independent leadership. 2 means peace. 3, means creator. Four means worker. Five means freedom. Six means compassion. Seven means intelligence. Eight means money magnet or executive. That means pattern recognition. Nine means royalty. Nine means royalty. It means eloquent. 11, that means intuition. 22, that means a builder, foundation. 33, that means a teacher. That means consciousness. It means universal, Christ consciousness. Notice the consciousness is universal, not individual. Universal. So, brothers and sisters, do you know the 12 attributes and characteristics that's been placed inside of you by the big G? Do you know that? If you don't know that, you can't be that. Brothers and sisters, it is my prayer. For the next 2 days, in reference to or in honor of what I've done here in Boise, for the members of the Life Management System, if you want to step up from the $5,000 system to the $10,000 system, or from the $10,000 system to the $20,000 system, again, if the $20,000 system is available for only $2,000, that's the next 2 days only. And I did this on the 4th of July as well. And this was primarily for the listeners that was there in Boise, but I'm making it available for everybody. At that $20,000 level, like I said, you're doing, and I'm talking to you the same way I talk to myself, same way I talk to God. And God don't have problems. At the $20,000 level, we don't have problems. So when you come to me with problems, you're going to see what the response you're going to get. As Brother Travis and anybody else that's at the $20,000 level will tell you, it is not very coddling. Because God don't coddle. What God does is He produces. He's a creator. God creates. God is a creator. So are you. God does not have problems. God solves them. So you can tell me that there is an obstacle, and I'm going to tell you the solution to the obstacle. There is no obstacle, none. I don't have obstacles. Because I am being the solution.